They made their way back up the crowded street to the magical menagerie. As they reached it, Hermione came out, but she wasn't carrying an owl. Her arms were clamped tightly round the enormous ginger cat. "You bought that monster?" said Ron, his mouth hanging open.
"He's gorgeous, isn't he?"
said Hermione, glowing. That was a matter of opinion, thought Harry. The cat's ginger fur was thick and fluffy, but it was definitely a bit bow-legged, and its face looked grumpy and oddly squashed, as though it had run headlong into a brick wall. Now that Scabbers was out of sight, however, the cat was purring contentedly in Hermione's arms.
"Hermione, that thing nearly scalped me," said Ron. "He didn't mean to, did you, Crookshanks?" said Hermione.
"And what about Scabbers?" said Ron, pointing at the lump in his chest pocket. "He needs rest and relaxation. How's he going to get it with that thing around?"
"That reminds me, you forgot your rat tonic," said Hermione,
slapping the small red bottle into Ron's hand.
"And stop worrying. Crookshanks will be sleeping in my dormitory and Scabbers in yours. What's the problem?" "Poor Crookshanks. That witch said he'd been in there for ages. No one wanted him."
"I wonder why," said Ron sarcastically, as they set off toward the leaky cauldron. They found Mr. Weasley sitting in the bar reading the Daily Prophet.
"Harry," he said, smiling as he looked up, "how are you?"
"Fine, thanks," said Harry, as he, Ron and Hermione joined Mr. Weasley with all their shopping.
Mr. Weasley put down his paper, and Harry saw the now familiar picture of Sirius Black staring up at him.
"They still haven't caught him, then?" he asked.
"No," said Mr. Weasley, looking extremely grave. "They've pulled us all off our regular jobs at the Ministry to try and find him, but no luck so far."
"Would we get a reward if we caught him?" asked Ron. "It'd be good to get some more money."
"Don't be ridiculous, Ron," said Mr. Weasley, who on closer inspection looked very strained. "Black's not going to be caught by a 13-year-old wizard. It's the Azkaban guards who'll get him back, you mark my words."
At that moment, Mrs. Weasley entered the bar, laden with shopping bags, and followed by the twins, Fred and George, who were about to start their fifth year at Hogwarts, the newly elected head boy, Percy, and the Weasley's youngest child, an only girl, Ginny. Ginny, who had always been very taken with Harry, seemed even more heartily embarrassed than usual when she saw him, perhaps because he had saved her life during their previous year at Hogwarts. She went very red and muttered, "Hello," without looking at him. Percy, however, held out his hands solemnly as though he and Harry had never met and said,
"Harry, how nice to see you."
"Hello, Percy," said Harry, trying not to laugh.
"I hope you're well,"
said Percy pompously, shaking hands. It was rather like being introduced to the mayor.
"Very well, thanks."
"Harry," said Fred, elbowing Percy out of the way and bowing deeply. "Simply splendid to see you, old boy."
"Marvellous,"
said George, pushing Fred aside and seizing Harry's hand in turn.
"Absolutely spiffing."
Percy scowled.
"That's enough now," said Mrs. Weasley.
"Mum," said Fred, as though he'd only just spotted her, and seizing her hand too. "How really corking to see you."
"I said that's enough,"
said Mrs. Weasley, depositing her shopping in an empty chair.
"Hello, Harry, dear. I suppose you've heard our exciting news."
She pointed to the brand new silver badge on Percy's chest.
"Second head boy in the family,"
she said, swelling with pride.
"And last," Fred muttered under his breath.
"I don't doubt that,"
said Mrs. Weasley, frowning suddenly.
"I notice they haven't made you two prefects."
"What do we want to be prefects for?" said George, looking revolted at the very idea. "It'd take all the fun out of life."
Ginny giggled.
"You want to set a better example for your sister,"
snapped Mrs. Weasley.
"Ginny's got other brothers to set her an example, mother,"
said Percy loftily. "I'm going up to change for dinner." He disappeared, and George heaved a sigh.
"We tried to shut him in a pyramid," he told Harry, "but Mum spotted us."